This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Glorious Monday recap of all the happenings over the weekend, not the least of which was the Cubs sweeping the White Sox. The Cubs finally getting it together on a Sunday, picking up the third game of a series and doing so at the expense of the South Side.
Good morning, Molly. Happy Monday. It is on the North Side. Yes, the Cubs improved to 2-6 on Sundays yesterday, and they complete the sweep. And now, as Cub fans wake up this morning, as the Cubs wake up this morning in South Florida, it is what they say, the high water mark of the season. 9 games over, helped by a 3-game sweep of the overmatched White Sox.
Boy, were they overmatched. Yeah. And you know, I, at a very basic level, it was one team that could play really good baseball. Cubs played great baseball, played great defense. And there was another team, frankly, that was making little league mistakes. And maybe that's pushing it. Maybe that's not fair to little leaguers. But the fact that they're used to the wind and how it blows at Wrigley, and the White Sox were confounded by it. There were just so many unearned runs, and you just came away thinking, wow, that's not a professional baseball team. The word professional being the key one.
The conditions that bothered them not being able to handle it, made you feel like they were from an out-of-town team.
Yes.
And you would accept it maybe easier if you didn't realize that they actually play in the same city. And the wind is maybe different at Wrigley Field. I'll allow that. But it wouldn't account for all of the mental mistakes, all of the errors that happened. And I think it felt a little bit like 2024 at times over the weekend for the White Sox, because there were unforced errors and things that you just don't understand. You know, the thing that we'll get to, and it's kind of getting in the weeds a little bit, but the fact that the Cubs were able to steal 6 bases.
Oh, that was unbelievable.
On Saturday, that wasn't necessarily an error as they record them and the box score and the line score, but something had to be done that wasn't done. That was an error because they were not holding runners and they weren't even competitive in trying to control the running game of the Cubs. So there's a litany of things that happened that went wrong for the White Sox. And then if you're the Cubs, it was another example of how deep your offensive lineup is, your batting order is. And it was the continued emergence of a star in Pete Crow Armstrong.
Well, I think there's 2 points that makes me think of. Obviously, the White Sox had a man thrown out at home plate. They had Mydrov thrown out yesterday at home plate by Seiya Suzuki, who is playing in left field, not in right field. His second game ever for the Cubs in left field, he gets the ball And I mean, listen, it was a dodgy decision to try to go with it, but they're trying to be aggressive.
Can.
I got no problem with it, frankly. Yep. But boom, gun down at the plate. Then you go into the bottom half of the inning, and you got PCA, and no one's throwing him out at the plate. And you had roughly the exact same play, only you've got PCA scoring. And I know that's just one little sequence, but it underscores what you're saying.
It was a good contrast. Brooks Baldwin did not have the cannon that Seiya Suzuki
has. Sadly. And he's another guy that
Seiya Suzuki goes from the designated hitter into left fielder,
that's
where
right.
he was a designated thrower.
Yeah, that was unbelievable.
And he nailed him.
Nailed him.
At the plate, and it was a strike. And I understand why the decision was to take a chance and score a run, because I don't get too worked up at Will Venable bringing in the infield in the first inning, because this is a team that can't afford to score.
Yeah.
That changes and affects every decision that you make. So yes, that's a great microcosm of the difference between the two teams. And then it just became more evident as the weekend went on that one team is still trying to find its way and figure out how to score some runs. The Sox pitching wasn't terrible. Jonathan Cannon was really good.
Yeah, Jonathan Cannon. I
he
thought
was
he'd
really
be pretty good.
Good,
and he was good. You mentioned the Saturday game. They steal six bases. Well, they were walked seven times in that game.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, when you say that should count, that is definitely – you're making errors. You're walking guys who can then steal second base. I mean, you're putting yourself in an untenable position. And that was the whole weekend series. And the Cubs are just far superior to the White Sox. And I was trying to get 40-1 odds. You could have given it to me.
I could have given it to
because
you.
Because they didn't do anything. And you gave me three runs.
Wow.
And they were useless. Well, they did not help.
The Cubs just, after Friday, those three runs, it still would have been a seven-run deficit.
It's unbelievable.
13-3.
Yeah.
And then Saturday and Sunday, more of the same. Yesterday was a little bit more competitive. And it just was the difference between a team that has aspirations to compete for a pennant, get into the playoffs. They want to win the division. And a team that is the White Sox, and they're
and the White Sox had played better, right?
Yeah.
Well, no longer. You know, they had a winning record at one point in May, and they were even when they came in.
It's been a tough week. Tough week.
But it's also like it kind of makes you wonder. We're back to kind of understanding the difference between the two teams. One side of town is competitive and wants to win. The other side of town is postponing things, telling you to tune in later, come back in a couple years. And, you can't help but land the whole problem on the south side at the feet of ownership. I don't think there's any other way around it. And this is your takeaway from that weekend.
Yeah, a big gap between the two teams, as wide as it ever has been, probably, when you look at how far the Sox have fallen and how far they have to climb out of. They have the best news for the White Sox is in the minor league level. And when you look at what's going on at Birmingham, some isolated cases at Charlotte, and then the big this Brady Montgomery in the lower levels. But you don't. That's hard to muster enthusiasm in Chicago for things going on in the minor league level.
No.
This week the Mariners and the Rangers come to town, so you're at home on the south side, and I think the biggest thing you look forward to from a Sox fan is maybe the mass said for the Pope on June 14th.
Yeah, there's going to be a mass at the guaranteed rate.
Because if any team could use prayer in town or in the major leagues, it could be the White Sox.
I mean, I might actually go out for that, to be honest with you. I do go to mass. I still do. It's just kind of habit more than anything else. But I mean,
tonight they're marking the seat.
Yes,
where
the Pope sat.
Pope Leo sat during the 2005 World Series. They're having a thing.
That was game two?
I think it was game two.
Was that right?
Yeah, I think it was game two.
Because I was at that game. I think game one, the Bears were playing, but game two, I was at.
Game two, the Scotty Pods game.
I want to see how close I was to the Pope.
Oh, so you obviously remember where you sat.
I do.
I'm not quite sure where the Pope sat.
I can't wait to see, because I'm going to map out how many seats away I was.
I will take a picture of the site. I will be out there today for
CHSN. Good.
And I will let you know.
Thank you, buddy.
I'm not quite sure what time they're doing the whole ceremony, but I imagine we'll get a glimpse. And
That's great. That's so fun.
It's that kind of stuff is
that's all the only
fun
thing
and interesting.
Really, yeah, that.
But the baseball has been pretty tough.
Baseball's
tough
been
week.
Rough. It was, you know, and I mean, they had one player that, you know, you can't call someone a Cubs killer when you're losing by 10 runs, but they had one guy.
Yeah.
On their roster, Miguel Vargas, who hit three homers in the series, who was on base all the time, once for getting hit by a pitch. We got to get into that. It was just a ton of fun for him. It underscored how much better he has been getting and the improvement he's made since he messed around with his
moved
with
his hands up.
Just, I mean, can
slightly.
Is that all you got to do?
Here's
David,
what I think has happened.
Love of God.
And I'm not a hitting instructor.
Yes.
And Ron Coomer is the best thing we have to a hitting instructor. But when he moved his hands up, I can't imagine it made that much of a difference where he's barreling up the ball as often as he is.
Yes.
But everything's different from a before and after point. I think it's somewhat psychological.
Yes. He got confidence. Somehow he
it started
confidence.
Working first couple of games when he moved his hands up. Then all of a sudden he's like, all right, this is making a difference. This is making an impact. And then he started talking about what the difference was. And people latched onto that. It's taken on a life of its own.
Yep.
Good for Miguel Vargas.
I agree.
He's the one position player that you look at where the Sox has an advantage over the Cubs.
Yeah, we talked about that. We'll get into it. But is that because the Cubs, that's their boogeyman position? Is it because they just haven't been able to fill that spot? Or is Vargas becoming a pretty good third baseman? I think that maybe a little bit of both, but maybe a lot of the Cubs kind of frustrating themselves by not having solved that position. And maybe they have solved it because your guy Matt Shaw hit another couple of homers. So he's got four bombs.
He hit two on Friday night.
Late.
Yep. He played Saturday and then, suspense. They gave him Sunday off. Did they give him Sunday off so he could get to South Florida? Or did they give him Sunday off because he had been on a tear and just needed a day? I don't know.
They're on a run now. They don't need him.
I don't know. You can never say that.
They're playing some bad teams.
They are playing some bad teams.
Playing them well.
But what better way to slide him back into the lineup and gain some confidence
than
in Florida? You go to Florida against the Marlins, and I think they go to Cincinnati to play the Reds.
Florida man hits home run.
Well, he's actually, where's he from? He's from.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah, Florida man hits homer.
Man in Florida hits homer.
Florida man throws home run pitch. That would be good for the Cubs. That would be plan A. Although, as we'll talk about through the pick six, they're prepared for plan B because the scuttlebutt is getting louder about them looking at Ryan McMahon in Colorado, the third baseman for the Rockies.
Right.
They probably have other contingency plans. But I've got to think, if you can get away, and I don't want to say get away from, but if you can get back to your original plan, it would save you from having to make a deal for a third baseman. And then you could focus whatever efforts you are at making a trade for bullpen help and a starting pitcher.
Yeah. Yeah, I do think they need some bullpen help. I know it didn't matter, and we needn't even mention it, but Julian Merriweather came in, and you know you had to start getting guys warmed up. They won the game. It was never in question. He did allow a run. It's just a bad look when you're going to a guy in the bullpen, and it just reinforces, man, you can't really trust him.
Right. Well, there's a couple guys that fit that category.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's sad.
So we're getting a text that says Lance Brozdowski had a podcast where Nicky Lopez was shaking hands. They talked about Nicky Lopez shaking hands with teammates as if he might be saying goodbye. Nicky Lopez, 1-for-24. Good defense, not hitting. So you wonder if that would be the corresponding move.
Light hitting second baseman doesn't cut it at third. Is that the headline?
That might be a little bit. I don't know if that would fit in a headline, but that would be my headline. Yes, light hitting second baseman.
So mean.
Can't hit.
Yeah, well, I mean, you love the guy. He's a local guy made good. You know, he's from here, from Naperville. What are you going to do?
I don't know, but I think if the Cubs go back to Matt Shaw, makes sense.
Yeah, if he's shaking hands goodbye, then they probably do. You might be.
Yeah, I might have to look at see there. If we could find that a little bit just to see if what he's describing. And if he is describing that, it would make sense. the Cubs can afford at this point in time to let Matt Shaw.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Come up.
Struggle
and,
if
and
he
work,
struggles.
And work it through.
Work
a
at things. This week, especially, before things get back. Although they have the Rockies after that. So it's one of those things where you can see why it would be a good time. And look, not that he's going to do this or follow the same track, but it does bear reminding everybody a year ago at this time, we were talking about the Cubs demoting Pete Crow Armstrong. It was May 20th of last year. He went down there for a month and he returned. And
look at him now.
Look at him now.
Seriously. Like that whole weekend was a coming out party. He's already had his coming out party,
yeah.
But that was him sort of letting everyone know, yes, best player in the city.
Confirmation that wow, okay.
I
confirmation
said it.
That Pete Crow Armstrong has arrived, the best player in the city. I think
right
that puts
now,
him at a rung ahead of Kyle Tucker. But he's playing this season. He's having the best season of any player in Chicago.
That's the truth.
So I'm inclined to not disagree with you that vehemently because
no, I know how good Kyle Tucker is, and I know how much you want him. But
you're right, though.
I
you look at the WAR.
Exactly. That's what you look at.
He's on a pace to have a 40-40 season.
It's unbelievable.
So all these things being true, and this is not to turn a good situation into something to quibble about, but when he was leading off, you were like thrilled as a Cub fan to see him at the top of the order. With due respect to Ian Happ, when he comes back, and it is as soon as tomorrow perhaps, don't you have to still lead PCA off? Don't you want him to have as many at-bats as possible?
Here's the deal. I mean, you had the manager say publicly when he comes back he's the leadoff hitter.
I know.
They like him. I'm just saying. I don't know how you backpedal on that because he kind of – he already gave you that information, and now he would have to backtrack from something he said. Not that that's a big deal, but I don't know.
I think that him having to backtrack is the least of my worries.
Listen.
I would love for him to be practical. And practically speaking, what you just said resonates. He is the best player in the city. Molly, he's the best center fielder in baseball right now.
Oh, listen, David, he's one of the best players in baseball right now.
Get him to the plate as much as possible.
Right now, I would say confidently he's in the top 10 of baseball players in 2025. He really is. He's playing that well. He can do so many things. He can hurt you in so many ways. His defense is stellar. There is little doubt that this guy is really
he is in every way a star attraction because you don't want to miss an at bat.
Could you leave him? You know, we have a texter, Hap PCA Tucker.
Wow, that's interesting. That's an interesting possibility. Look, Say Suzuki's no slouch this year either.
I'm not saying he isn't. He'd be a great cleanup hitter.
I would put Ian Hap fifth. I would just move him down there. There's no disrespect.
Nah, you're throwing down a gauntlet.
I'm not.
Line up East.
I would probably put him fifth. I would just go PCA, Tucker, Saya, Bush, Happ. Happer's batted fifth before. He's batted all over the lineup. He's been here forever.
Yeah.
So I think that he's a team guy. Yeah. I don't know. I just like the idea of PCA. He's wreaking havoc on the bases, and if he's not doing that, he's hitting home runs. He was 8-for-14 this weekend.
8-for-14. Wow.
He drove in 6 runs in 1 game.
And Ozzie thinks you should have plunked him.
I know.
But
I laughed when I heard that.
Not only did I laugh when I heard that, I felt he's saying he's their best player. I really did.
That's an interesting way to interpret that. Because you're right. He didn't say plunk.
Let's listen to him.
I drill him. I keep saying it. Yes. Why? Because you're going to hit my best hitter. Mm-hmm. I'm going to hit your best hitter. That's a real baseball. Not like playing Nintendo or playing toys, playing with the Barbies.
Yeah.
Baseball is Barbie games now, man. I swear to God, it's a Barbie's game.
Come on. How good is that?
That's old school baseball.
But that's also headhunter. They hit
baseball.
Our best player. They hit Brad Keller, hit Miguel Vargas, hit him hard.
Miguel Vargas isn't the Sox best player. He had the best weekend.
That's my point.
Okay, so
he had the best weekend. Ozzie's reaction is you hit PCA.
Who's having the best weekend?
Who had the best weekend?
Who had the best weekend? Right. That's a good comp. Apples for apples.
He says.
Eye for an eye.
They hit our best.
You know what
hitter?
Happens when you go eye for an eye? Whole world goes blind.
Oh, get over here. That wisdom is so beautiful. Hold on a second.
Yeah. I think that's what Connie said.
It's about all of us, not just one person.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Eye for an eye.
Did you say that's what Kanye said?
That's what Gandhi said.
Oh, Gandhi.
No, Gandhi.
Jeez, I thought you were quoting Kanye.
No.
We're going to be in serious trouble if you
not
start
doing
quoting
that.
Kanye.
No, we're not doing that here.
Whoa. Hold on now. I swear to God, you said Gandhi. They're different.
I said Gandhi.
Those two guys.
Yeah. Oh, they're
very
different.
I don't think Kanye makes his own clothes.
that's true. But anyway,
among other things,
PCA is right now having the best season of any Cub, and you could say he's the best player. Yeah, I'll go with that.
He's having a great year.
It's a fun argument.
And he's having a great – it's a great argument
on May 19th to be having for
you know
Cubs.
What? It's just fun because it's coming off a Cubs-Sox series. So their eyes of everyone in town saw it, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are certain people in town, not many left, that don't watch PCA for a living. But I think that if you did, you came away like Ozzie did. Well, we ought to drill that guy. If they're going to throw at our guy, we got to throw at their guy. That's the whole mentality, and that's kind of the way he came up in the game and he talked about it. I thought that was really, really amusing the way he was explaining
it. Did you think Brad Keller was throwing at Miguel Vargas?
I think he threw the ball that hit him. Now, Brad Keller was with the White Sox at one point.
He's got history.
So I don't know.
He's the whole Tim Anderson guy.
Yeah, he did.
He did. That was a bad flip mentality.
Ozzie didn't believe he hit him on purpose, but he believed that he hit him. And when he hits your guy, and he hit him high, he got him kind of in the shoulder. He could have gotten him in the face.
It probably said to baseball people like Ozzie, longtime lifers,
yes,
that is the kind of pitch that you throw purposefully when you have a 4-run lead.
Yes.
And the guy coming to the plate has hit 3 homers over the weekend.
And you're in the 8th inning.
But why do that?
I honest to God don't think Craig Counsell would have ordered it up, if that's the question.
I don't think it was.
No, I don't
think. I don't think anyone told him to do it.
But I have no idea. But he's talking about how you protect your players there. I mean, listen, it sounds like an absurdity. You watch the game and you didn't come away thinking, oh, they went after a guy, when it didn't count, when they knew they were safe at the end of the game. I didn't feel that way at all, but I was shocked to hear him say that and the anger he felt and the way. Now listen, they got drummed all weekend, right? So you're kind of mad and you're leaving, and you know they take a shot at you. Why don't we take a shot back? And then if you watch the whole thing, at one point the umpire goes after the third base coach.
Yes.
What the hell?
What was
that
all about? Jersley, yeah.
Jersley.
That's what Justin Jersley was on third base coaching the position, and he got into it with the umpire, and it was the next half inning where they had to be separated or Venable came out of the dugout.
Yeah, the incident itself was at one point Keller said something as he was walking off. He turned around and said something, and that just teed off Miguel Vargas.
Yes.
And so he was then yelling, and the umpire went at him, and the third base coach got between the two of them. So I don't know if the umpire then wanted to say something about that or what their
could've
exchange
been.
Was.
You know what I liked about the whole exchange?
Yeah.
That the Sox still had a little life in them.
Well, you know, the umpire shouldn't come up to a guy and be
pointing at him. You can't do that if you're an umpire. You can't do that. It seemed like a young umpire.
Ozzie never really expressed that, but he was getting flustered. And at one point he said, "Manfred." He was about the umpire. He just yelled "Manfred."
Did he really?
Well, that means you, commissioner, get involved.
Ozzie was worked up.
I drill him. That's unbelievable.
That's not really unbelievable at all. That's on brand.
If you watch that
that's
game,
on brand.
And then you watch the Cubs post game, you wouldn't know that there was people upset about something on the other side of town. I thought that was unbelievable.
Well, it was such a different tone.
Totally.
And I had been flipping around. I prefer, obviously, not obviously, I prefer the Sox post game because I just think it's Ozzie and Chuck, and
yeah,
certainly you know what you're getting with Ozzie. And the fire that you saw and heard, even though they're 14-33, he brings it every night.
I watch both the post games. I like the post game shows.
Yes.
I tape that, record them. Sorry.
It gives you a lot of
no
info.
Tape involved.
But you're recording, and it makes sense because you can hear what the manager says on both sides.
That's all I want to know. I just kind of, I might flip through it a little bit, but I was enjoying.
Cliff Floyd's very good. Floyd's excellent.
And they've got a great exchange between them. I like it. I like both shows. And it's just.
I chuckled when Ozzie said
it. Because they played each other, it was fun to try to get both perspectives.
Yeah.
But that was, I didn't think it was, I mean, I was just wow, because I watched Chuck and Ozzie second, so it was, I was like immediately writing down questions and sending stuff to Brandon.
So. Baseball is Barbie games now, man. I swear to God, it's a Barbie's game.
It's a Barbie's game, buddy.
What does that mean?
It means they're playing with Barbies.
I know, and they're not drilling each other. Ozzie, don't call for headhunting.
Oh my God!
No, I think Ozzie would say if he were to continue that thought. He just wanted an eye for an eye. Went plunk him and hit him in the back, hit him in the shoulder, hit him in the hip, whatever.
And what does Kanye say about an eye for an eye?
I don't know what Kanye says, but I know that Gandhi says an eye for an eye makes the whole world go blind.
Two different thoughts.
I never said Kanye.
I didn't hear you.
Oh, my gosh.
David quoting Kanye.
No.
Hawk quotes Kanye.
No, that's the way rumors get started.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop.
Yeah, Kanye's got a new song you want to stay about 10,000 miles away from.
Yes, I would want to do that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.